Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening and welcome again to AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio. I'm Jennifer Hellman, your host. And I'm really pleased to introduce my guest tonight. This woman has been amazing to me for many, many years for her total dedication and passion for her field. I know that she will soon be a household name with the upcoming training sessions that she's offering. Tonight we have Margie-Ann Cameron, a licensed NLP trainer and certified instructor in hypnotherapy. And she is awesome. She was trained by the developer and the founder of NLP, Dr. Richard Blanner. You can't get any better than that. Margie, welcome, and how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Jen, and I hope the same is for you.
Oh, yes, it is. It's always wonderful talking to you. So let's go ahead and get started on this wonderful field. What sparked your interest in this field?
What sparked my interest in this field?
Yes, in hypnosis.
I had always been interested in hypnosis, even as a child. And when I was 19, I was living in South America. My best friend's husband was a psychiatrist and used hypnosis in his practice. I was glued to the walls of his practice, learning and listening. Then I moved back to the States. It just kind of died out. And so then I decided I really wanted, you know, to learn it officially.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I'd had a really nasty knee operation. And the doctors, you know, I don't want to take pain medications and all yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And I had found a lady that I didn't understand what any of the things meant after her name. So I call up Jen. Jen, what does this mean? What is this? What's this? You know, every day was a different question.
Yes,
and you kept saying, she's okay. You know, she's got the right qualifications. She's okay. So I go up and meet the lady. And she was great. And she introduced me to the world of NLP and also Reiki. And so then I start going, Jen, what are chakras? And we went round and around and around and finally got through all of that. So it's just been a, you know, ever-growing interest.
Yes. Now, you mentioned Reiki. You want to explain exactly what Reiki is real quick?
There are all different kinds of Reiki in the world. It doesn't make one right and one wrong. It is just a laying on the hands healing type energy.
I always considered it universal healing energy.
It's a universal energy, yeah. I have two of them. The Yasui Reiki works top down. The Kundalini works ground up.
Yes. Yeah, you cover both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways coming, huh? And do you have a preference on, you know, when do you use either one of the Reikis? I mean, is there really, I mean, the universal healing, so what is the real difference between them besides one goes from up, down, and one down, up?
The one that goes down, up is basically for self.
Okay. So that's basically something you do for
yourself? The Kundalini is basically for your body, the healer's body. And the Yasui Reiki is to give the healing energy to the client.
Yes, but the other thing about Reiki is, for the most part, the Yasui, even the healer gets something from that energy as they're channeling it. In my experience, I always feel great after giving a Reiki session.
I mean, isn't it amazing how our animals get to be Reiki junkies?
Oh, yes, they definitely do. They also are very good at holding the energy, to stabilize the energy. In fact, I ask my clients if it's okay if the dogs are in the room when I do it, just to make sure it stabilizes the energy. And they usually say yes. And so it works out very nicely. So now the focus of the little visit today was about NLP and hypnosis. So let's get back to that real quickly. What's the difference between the different ways that NLP works versus hypnosis?
Okay, NLP has advanced language skills built in it.
Okay, can I interrupt you? Can you tell people, if they don't know what it means, what does it really mean?
NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Excellent, thank you. Now,
which was the brainchild of Drs. Richard Bandler and John Grinder.
Excellent. Now, you were explaining the difference between NLP is
and hypnosis, yes.
Right. You were saying that NLP is a...
NLP is not therapy. NLP is freedom. Freedom to make better choices. Freedom to feel better. People, you know, like to relive unpleasantness from their past, instead of going forward and looking at life as the adventure it can be.
Right. I see that quite often in my practice.
And with the freedom, you are able to break fear, sadness, and hate. And my definition of NLP is, we were born with a brain, but that brain did not come with an instruction manual.
No, don't mean.
So NLP is the instruction manual for the brain.
Excellent. That really is a wonderful way of putting it. And then hypnosis?
Hypnosis is about as old as man on the earth. You know, it's hard to say what isn't hypnosis. The official, probably my official, definition of hypnosis is a level of awareness that puts you in contact with both the conscious and subconscious minds simultaneously. Hypnosis is a natural yet altered state where the critical factor of the conscious mind is bypassed and selective thinking is maintained. Hypnosis is marked by the communication between the conscious and the unconscious minds.
Wow.
And I did that myself. I'm real proud.
You did that very well. And so since hypnosis gives you that very deep trance.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jen.
Because NLP is more the manual to the brain versus hypnosis, which it sounds like it is more of a therapy and a deeper...
Hypnosis is definitely therapy.
Okay. Now, are either one of these methods any kind of a permanent fix for issues that people may be dealing with?
NLP has, well, is called a fast phobia cure. And we can get anyone over a phobia in a half hour or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple.
That sounds wonderful.
Or you could do the same thing in hypnosis in a few sessions.
Okay. Now, why is it that NLP, is it just mainly because the client, the patient, I'm not sure if we can really call it patient, the client, does the work more through the NLP versus the hypnosis? Is that why it's a quicker method?
Well, actually, NLP creates new neural pathways in the brain with just language.
That's amazing. So is there anything that, any issues or anything that you prescribe more so for hypnosis versus NLP? It sounds like NLP really does it all and it does it quicker.
NLP is faster than hypnosis, but, you know, it's far from therapy. It does have some therapeutic values. As I said, in the phobia cure, and we have some swish patterns that are extremely effective. But NLP is basically language skills. Because it seems as if a lot of people are really missing in the language skills. And a recent Harvard Business School study revealed that people are passed over for promotion due to lack of communication skills, not job skills. So if you cannot communicate clearly, you're not going to get anywhere. And I was just reading in a thing from the college here, and they called it Jekyll and Hyde, that the language skills are extremely important for accountants, because accountants have to do more than crunch numbers. They have to be able to talk to their clients, get their clients to understand their reasoning why, you know, you have to do this and that and the other, and you need to spend this money here and bring that here, and they're not doing it.
So it's the language situation, the communication is the main reason why they're not doing what they really need to do, and they're missing pieces then?
And Virginia Satir, who is a family therapist, from which some of NLP has been based, said that the strongest drive in a human being is not survival. It's the avoidance of the unfamiliar, of the new. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, but I definitely understand, and many people are so wanting that comfort zone, so the unknown is very, very much what they try to avoid.
Yeah, they want to avoid the new.
Yes. Well, real quick, I do want to remind the listeners that you can call in and ask Margie Ann questions. The number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And please call in if you've got anything you want to ask her about NLP or hypnosis. So there is a lot of different ways of using NLP. Do you find yourself using the NLP with more consistency than the hypnosis?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Jen.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So do you feel like the NLP is the way you go more consistently with your clients?
I mean, my clients get a lot of NLP, but they don't know it. They would probably be running from the hills, you know, if they knew what they were getting.
Well, you know, they're getting the very best care.
We're definitely very, very conservative in this state.
Yes. So what different kinds of trainings are available in the field of NLP and also hypnosis? I know there's different ways of going about this.
Yes, there are many trainings available in both the National Guild of Hypnotists has trainings. The American Board of Hypnotherapy has trainings in hypnosis. In NLP, I'm a licensed practitioner, which means I am with the Society of NLP, which is Richard Bandler, the co-founder of NLP. And we're kind of a little snooty group because of Richard, and we do maintain quality control throughout all of our programs.
Well, that's always good.
We were the first, and we maintain quality control.
Excellent.
And there are other people that teach NLP, and I have taken classes with them, and I can't see it. I don't get it.
So you really have to scrutinize where you're getting your training from.
Pardon?
You need to scrutinize where you're getting your training from.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning in a conversation we were having that when you were getting your training certification, there were quite a lot, and most of them were outside the United States.
Yes, there are very few Americans.
And I found it very interesting that you said there are some places in Europe that actually require doctors to use NLP or get that certification to understand
NLP.
Yes,
in England, certain medical practitioners are required to know NLP.
So that's how important it is to really understand the language and be able to communicate. So that's pretty amazing.
And beyond, you know, doctors, it's wonderful for parents.
How so? Can you explain
that? Because you can give children the illusion of choice, and they really think they're getting their way. And you're getting yours, and they don't know it. It's just fascinating for raising healthy children.
Can you give an example about that?
Yes. Binds, double binds. Which would you rather do first? Take your bath or eat supper? Which puts the idea in the mind of the child. I'm going to do two things. What am I going to do first? I think I'll eat first and then take my bath. You've given two direct commands that have entered the subconscious mind of the child who thinks it's their idea.
That's amazing.
Sneaky, huh?
Very sneaky.
It's amazing. We have more sneakies than that.
Oh, would you like to give another example of sneaky?
Another example, I think I'm probably the only teacher that teaches it, but I teach what I call the ditzy blonde technique, and that is pattern interrupts. Because whenever you interrupt a pattern, you can fire in a suggestion, and the subconscious mind will take it. It's like, you know, have you ever tried to sit down halfway in a chair? It doesn't work too well.
No, it doesn't.
So if I were to say, have you ever thought about what I said to you before it had an effect on you, before I said it. It makes no sense, right?
Right.
So you go inside your mind trying to figure out what I say. So while you're in there, I fire in my suggestion, and the subconscious mind will act on it.
That is pretty sneaky. So there are a lot of different ways using NLP. And
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if I should call them techniques, methods. I'm not even sure what all the different varieties.
We don't do too much. We don't, in our group, we don't use the word techniques too much.
Okay, so is methods is a better term then?
Technology and methods.
Methods, okay. So, on the average, can you give me a rough idea? I know that individual practitioners do develop their own if they're very good at their jobs, and I know you probably have hundreds, if not thousands, of different ways of doing it. But on the average, when you're going through the training, is there an average number of different methods in NLP that you are taught, and you just kind of spring off from there?
Oh, boy. Once one has learned basic NLP, the meta model,
right,
the Milton model, then one is capable of producing their own techniques.
And other than the Ditsy Blonde, how have you developed many other methods?
Yes, we were working on a grief one for a friend of mine.
So basically to help this person get over grief?
Yes.
That's wonderful. So they're basically for any really negative emotion or less happy emotion, you can figure out a method to switch the mind from going to that place?
Well, actually, human beings take in information through their five senses. And the information goes into the brain, and we form little pictures or we hear sounds. A lot of problems are caused by negative self-talk. And I get on my clients when they say, well, I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. In all actuality, what they're doing is, because the subconscious mind does not understand the word not, they're telling themselves to do it.
Yes, I tell many of my clients the same thing about the universe. If they're asking the universe for something, do not use negative words because they don't understand them.
That's right.
So, it makes perfect
sense. It's a vibrational universe. If you put the right vibrations up, you'll get it.
Yes, most definitely you will.
And you don't have to buy CDs from a hypnotist for it to work. You can do it yourself.
Just by changing the way you're talking to yourself, correct?
Really?
So instead of saying, if you wanted to be more successful, what would you suggest somebody says to themselves?
I am successful.
Okay. And it's
say that to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror multiple times a day and say, I am successful.
And you want to say am versus I will be, because that puts it in the future, correct?
Or I am successful.
Okay.
I am the greatest.
That's
and great. Another thing I love about NLP is that we do not have failure. We only have feedback.
That's a very positive way of looking at it.
Really, all results and behaviors are achievements. whether they are the desired results for a given task or not. And something I had a hard time with for a long time was there's a positive intention behind every behavior. Finally, a friend of mine said, you need to add the words in for self.
And what does that do?
Well, like, you know, we were discussing pedophilia, pedophiles.
Right.
You know, what could be the positive intention in that?
Yeah, no kidding.
But if you add in for self, then you can understand why the pedophile was doing it.
Definitely. So,
and then we also have the map is not the territory. And that's because we all live in our own model of reality, which is based on our experiences.
Right. Yes, we truly do create our own reality.
And there are no two people on the earth that have the same model of reality.
And it makes it a lot more interesting that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
So,
and another one, the meaning of your communication is the response you get.
Okay, would you mind saying that one more time?
The meaning of your communication is the response you get.
Okay, explain that.
Explain that?
Yes.
If you put out bad communication to anyone, it's going to come right back at you.
Well, that's universal law, which what goes around comes around.
And then we also believe that the client has all the resources they need to change themselves. They're just out of conscious awareness.
So in your training, are you looking for people who are looking to get certified or just do training so they can communicate better?
I am looking for people that want to improve their lives, improve their job skills, improve their parenting.
That's quite a few people.
Just to be happier, more productive human beings.
That's wonderful. And do you have different kinds of trainings available? Or is it more, I mean, are you training people, the general population, but you also are doing trainings for people who want to be certified as a trainer?
No, only Dr. Bandler can train a trainer.
Okay. But you can. You do have a certification.
Yes. When you go through my seminars, you come out as a licensed NLP practitioner, a licensed NLP master practitioner, and a certified hypnotist with the American Board. And if a person wishes, I do the Reiki attunement.
So you really do cover all of it?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Because it's so much better to have more tools in the toolbox.
Oh, definitely. I have been using, that's the interesting thing. I like Margie, I did get certified in hypnosis and NLP. And when I was going through the training, the thing that amazed me is how much I was using and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. When I, maybe the first week of my NLP training,
mm-hmm.
I sat there and I went, what am I doing here? This stuff is crazy. You know, this is stupid, dumb. I walked out of there in 2 weeks a totally new and different human. I had lost all my negative and limiting ideas. I had learned new patterns that just blew my mind pieces. It was just amazing.
And
trainer's training was even better.
Yes, it's just one step up, and that's what I mean by your dedication and your passion. You just are so very much wanting to help people with very simple but easy techniques with your training and with your services. And you are located in Wyoming, correct?
Yes, I'm in Wyoming, but my trainings are going to be throughout the whole USA.
Wonderful.
Mostly based in the West, but
okay.
I am doing one on the East Coast.
Excellent. Excellent.
And I've already got a client from overseas coming, and I haven't even got my website finished yet.
Well, speaking of that, if somebody does want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, hopefully my website will be up next week, but for right now it would be email.
And do you want to give that email address now?
Yes, it's hypnosisworks10@msn.com.
Excellent. And we'll repeat that in a few minutes as well. I do want to remind the listeners, if you do have any questions on NLP or hypnosis, Margie is taking calls, and the number is, if you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. So with the training that you are offering and the different varieties, you're setting those up now, correct?
Yes.
And do you figure they're going to be mainly in the spring of 2008, or are you doing anything?
I'm with my event planner now. I'm hoping we will have it set up for February 08.
That's wonderful.
And continue on through 08 with for a year.
Excellent. Now, on the average, how long are your trainings?
The trainings are 16 days.
That's a long time. Are you having anything shorter, or are you just doing the complete
16 days, 12 hours a day.
So they're really getting completely almost reprogrammed in a sense.
Yeah. I find that it works best to give everything at once instead of piecemealing things.
And I tend to agree with you. I mean, when I was going through the training myself, I was in a trance most of the time. So it was a very wonderful experience.
And you don't realize those are 12-hour days, do you,
Jen? No, not at all.
I mean, they go so fast, and they're so much fun.
And the friendships that are built.
Oh, they're lifetime friendships, really.
They really are, and it's really... It's fun. It really is. There's a lot of fun exercises. You really get to go deep within yourself and figure out what's going on that's keeping you from really being the very best you can be, what's holding up your communications to get...
And when you're going out there doing these exercises with your friends, I mean, you're really burying your whole soul.
Yes.
You're getting it all out there. And these people know you intimately, and you know them intimately, and nobody's telling anything about anybody.
Right. And the other thing, though, you really do build a trust. And I find that that's something that's almost rare, to get a group of people together. In a lot of the classes that I've been going to for certification, but with the NLP, there was almost an instant trust. Because they really had, you know, a big responsibility.
We had the same thing with the certified instructor training.
Yes.
Because, again, there were very few from the U.S. and we had quite a few from the Mideast and England, Australia, Norway, you know, just all over Europe. And I told Mom, I said, there's these really nice, cool guys from the Mideast. Oh, be careful, they might be terrorists. Typical mindset. Mom, these guys are not terrorists.
Yes.
We're all here, you know, on a common purpose, and every one of us got along wonderfully.
You were telling me some interesting things about the training. Do you want to explain the energy work?
How energy works?
Well, the energy work that you did within to understand how powerful the energy that people give off, the energy field.
Well, generally, an instructor has to have the energy themselves. And it is required in the trainer's training for NLP. And it was really quite a lot of fun because we were sent to an energy workshop. And we didn't know who we were going to work with and turn around and meet your partner. And mine happened to be a young man from Japan. And I'm sure he looked at me, mind read going, an American female? Energy? So I just smiled at him, and I said the word Reiki, which is his language, and he understood. He replied to me, Master Teacher. I replied, yes. So we were allowed to take the palms of our hands about 4 or 5 inches from each other.
Right.
Until we could, you know, totally get each other's energy.
Right.
And we were sent around a room with our eyes closed, using only our hands to find each other's energy. We never missed.
Well, it really does help, even though build your intuition as well. At least from what it sounds like with that exercise, it's helping you really attune yourself to the different fields and the different ways of energy fields and understanding the signature, which is basically what I do when I do my psychic reading. So,
and Dr. Bandler, you know, he has gone all over the whole world, you know, with shamans and wise men from, you know, all over the place, trying to get these things better. And he is a definite believer in the energy. And he will take an energy ball and smack you with it if you're in the audience.
Wow. So he is a very powerful intuitive as well.
And you need that energy to teach and to reach the people in the audience, to build a rapport beyond just a healing energy.
Do you feel like that you actually have the energy to almost download the information?
Meaning, you just have to be able to project the energy out to the students to be able to draw them in and totally connect with them and feed their unconscious minds while you're telling cute stories.
Yes. Yes. And so it does build up a whole different language of metaphors.
Oh, yes, we love the language of metaphors.
Yes.
Because the subconscious mind cannot resist what it doesn't know it's been fed. So we use continuous metaphors. In hypnosis, we call them metaphors. In NLP, we use nested loops.
Yet they're basically the same thing, correct? Just different wording?
Pardon?
They're basically the same thing, just different wording?
No. Metaphors are chaining five stories. Actually, Richard uses like 300, but I can't count that many stories on my hands. So I use five, that way I can keep track of them all. And the metaphors just tell a story, any story, that would be simple enough to a client that they could relate to their life without, you know, directly telling them, you do this, you do that, you do the other. But in NLP nested loops, as you tell, you go through the stories and then you put in commands. And then you finish the loops.
Can you give an example of that?
An example of that. I was listening to Richard one day, and my cell phone went off, and I knew he would have a fit. So I went out into the hallway, and it was Cooper calling. He wanted to go for a ride. And I told him to just wait and be patient. And, you know, I had been thinking about Carmine that day. Carmine was this amazing trainer that had arisen from the dead almost. And then I was also thinking, you know, what am I going to have for supper that night? Rest, relax. And then Carmine, so I finished with the last story that I had,
right,
which was Carmine. Did you get that? Now
yes.
Relax?
Yes.
So then I finish with my story with Carmine, and I go back to, yes, I did thaw my food out. It was perfect. And I told Cooper to go wait in the car and his father would be out to take him for a ride. I closed my cell phone and went back to the class. Nobody knows they don't know I've told all those stories. They just hear bits and pieces and they go, oh, cool story. But it wasn't a story. There's five stories with commands in there.
Yes. The commands that I definitely got was patience.
The command you definitely got was?
Patience. I definitely saw that you need to get patience. You need to figure out about dinner. Go for a ride.
No, you didn't hear the command.
I didn't hear the command. What was the command then?
Rest and relax.
Ah.
But see, they're just built so sneakily into the story that the mind doesn't hear them.
Well, I heard that, but to me that was just one of many commands, not just the main one.
It doesn't pick up on them.
Wow.
And it just causes it to happen.
That is amazing.
So that's one way we train in nested loops in NLP. But NLP really is a very experiential process.
The more you use it, the better you get at it, correct?
Yes.
So,
and I don't know if you found our textbook as confusing as I did.
It was.
I mean, the silly little diagrams with all these weird things.
I found other books that are a lot more clearer than what we were originally taught. So it has a basic idea of what you're trying to do. And I do think it's more the interaction with the people and actually working with it that was more important than actually that textbook.
And I have totally taken that and made it so simple. Because I really don't think NLP has to be difficult to learn.
And it really,
And I sent the textbook through email to a friend in Slovenia who's coming over here. And he just gloms onto it and reads the whole thing in one night. Wow, you really do make it easy.
That's wonderful. So are you going to be publishing this for everyone to read, or is it strictly for your trainings?
Am I going to what?
Publish it for other people to read, or is it only available through your trainings?
It's only available through trainings.
Okay. Wonderful. So if anybody is interested in getting that book and the wonderful training that I'm sure you have, what is the email again that they need to get in touch with?
What is the email again?
Yes.
HypnosisWorks10@msn.com.
Wonderful. And seeing how your website most likely will be up.
Hopefully it'll be up this coming week.
And what is the name of your website?
The website is First Institute of NLP and Hypnosis.com.
Excellent. Well, I think we're coming up to the close of the hour. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning, though I don't want to mess up the schedule for the station. So I do want to thank you, Margie Ann Cameron, for stopping by. And I want to thank the listeners for coming in. I look forward to next week. Next week, I will be playing a pre-recorded conversation with Claudia Thompson. She is a moon astrology who writes moon journals for moonsurfing.com. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming new moon eclipse in Virgo. We just had this last week a doozy of one in, with Pisces, and now we're having the new moon. So until next time, I want to remind you to breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio on bbsradio.com. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Good night.
The camera never lies, you know, when mirrors are no